Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Paranormal Horizons with your host, Pat Rice, from the Super Unknown at 106.5 KIPC FM and Jason Ophir from Beyond the Edge of Reality. Join us as we search the dark corners of the unknown.
Jason Ophir with NW Paranormal, and I don't know where my co-host is, Pat Rice. I talked to her earlier today, and she's missing, so she may be running a little bit late, but hopefully she will be here shortly. Let's hope everything's okay, because I talked to her earlier today. Some of the interesting things before we get to our guest this evening that I noticed, you know, I ran across this video of a dragon sighting in England, and I watched it, and I'm not sure how y'all can get to it. I'm sure if you just go to YouTube and type dragon in England, it's been circulating around lately, or recently, and it's a pretty amazing video. Now, I don't doubt for a second that it's fake, but it's pretty cool to watch. You see this guy looking up at the sky, and there is this mammoth dragon. Now, I don't know if you guys have seen, what's that movie, Rain of Fire, but it's a huge, obnoxious, large dragon, and it looks scary. It looks like it'll bite your head, it'll bite your head off. So it's pretty cool, and it's pretty close footage, so you all should check that out. You know, maybe dragons do exist. I don't know. I know we have some listeners out there that believe in dragons, but if the video is real, which I'm sure it's not, it is definitely something you guys need to take a look at. And also, you know, I kind of forgot, I know I'm bad, I'm terrible, to get stuff for a giveaway. I apologize, I said I was going to do it this show, and I totally failed on that. But I'm making a personal promise right now that I will have that for the next show. We'll be doing some giveaways. What exactly that will be, I don't really know thus far. And I also believe on our schedule on the 5th, we will be doing another paranormal parody, kind of where we take a look at the lighter side of the paranormal world. And I'm not sure what exactly that subject is going to be yet, but it should be amusing, so you're going to want to catch that. And I'll also mention at the end of the show, but I'll mention it now, on the show that we're going to have on the 29th is going to be one that you are not going to want to miss. We are going to have a person that goes by the name of Blood Ritual Monarch, and he will be calling all the way from New Zealand. And he has some really crazy stuff to talk about. You know, he was into the summoning stuff, you know, demons and all sorts of craziness and mind control and all that. So you're not going to want to miss the show on the 29th with the Blood Ritual Monarch. Now, tonight we have Bill Householder of Householder Paranormal. He's out of Wabash, Indiana, and they do lockdown investigations. And he's done some investigations within his own home, and I want to talk to him about that because I've been to some houses that have been that I believe have been haunted. But he's also done many other locations, including the 1812, and I don't know how to pronounce this, Missianwa Battlefield. So we're going to talk to him in just a second. But I noticed that we do have another caller on, and it's an area code that Pat Rice should be using, and it might be her. Normally she's in the studio to click herself through, but she might be having computer problems. So I'm going to click it right now and see if that's her. Pat, is that
Hi,
you?
Hi, Jason. It is Pat Rice.
Welcome. What happened?
Well, thank you. Hey, sorry. I was having some technical problems and apologize for being late to the show, but how are you this evening?
I'm doing good. I was just kind of babbling about this dragon video out of England and talking about some of our shows that we're going to be having in the next couple of weeks.
I heard about that. Yeah, I heard you saying that. And it's kind of exciting this evening having Bill Householder on the line here in a little bit with us from Householder Paranormal. He's been doing investigations for quite a while and has some interesting stories that I think he's going to share with us in the audience.
And, you know, I'm going to have to ask him because everybody knows that I'm kind of like the UFO guy. And from what I understand, at some point I'm going to have to ask about his UFO sighting.
Yeah, I know he mentioned that to us. And, gosh, I love talking about UFOs and UFO sightings and all of that. I could do an entire show on UFOs for sure. Just, you know, the grays and all kinds of aliens that we've heard other people talk about that are common. I really am so fascinated by all of that. But, hey, before I forget, Jason, I want to say happy Halloween. I know it's a little early, but next week is Halloween. I know, you know, it's over a week away, but, you know, there's such a buildup about Halloween in the stores. You know, everywhere you go, Halloween costumes, pumpkins, candy. But, you know, Halloween really is much more than that.
You know, I know nothing about Halloween. I thought it was just some sort of pagan holiday or something. I don't know anything about it.
Well, you know, it is kind of, in when you read about it and start researching it, yeah, you can consider it a pagan holiday where it's really the eve of All Saints Day. And so what is All Saints Day, you may ask? And what it is All Saints Day is a day where, and this kind of goes back with the Celtic influence, you know, I guess, again, we could say pagan, where on All Saints Day, you know, that was a day where they believed the souls of those who had died would return and, you know, visit them. And I don't think that they necessarily looked at that as super scary, that, wow, great, you know, our loved ones that have died are going to be visiting us. So that was a day, you know, and it was also part of the harvest, you know, part of the end of summer where, you know, the fields were harvested, the crops were all done, they were bringing in the herds of the animals. So it was also a celebration where they would have big bonfires to, you know, hopefully, you know, help the souls come to find them and so forth. So in some cultures, this was more than just a night of celebration.
So do you think that ghosts are more active on Halloween?
Well, I have talked with some other folks throughout my time on radio where they definitely believe that Halloween is a super active night. The portals are open. You know, some say the portals of hell, and some believe that that's true, that anything could happen on that night. So,
and do you think that, here's another question for you real quick before, and we'll get to our guest, is do you also think on Halloween that possibly Chewbacca's are more?
Well, no, Jason, I don't know about Chewbacca's because, well, where are they from? I mean, they're sort of more of a, well, they're, to me, almost like an alien. So I don't know.
Yeah, it's better playing the sound bite than me trying to actually make that sound myself.
Yeah, I know. I love that sound. You know. Oh, I thought it was you.
Yeah, I wish. If it was me, I'd be doing it every 5 minutes, and people would get really annoyed with me.
Yeah, no kidding. But just, you know, I know we're going to have Bill here on here in a few minutes, and I understand he might have some other members of his team with him. I'm not sure, but because he's been, you know, him and his team, you know, investigating paranormal things all the time. But you mentioned Blood Ritual Monarch that's going to be on next week, kind of right before Halloween. And this is going to be an interesting show. This gentleman is just had some interesting experiences with mind control and some things that have happened to him that he's going to be sharing with us.
Yeah, it's really crazy stuff, and I think it's really suiting for being near Halloween.
I think so, too, and I don't know a lot about him, but we'll find out more next week, Blood Ritual Monarch, and then throughout the month of November, too, because that'll be our last show for October. As you mentioned, we're going to have, and we've got some paranormal comedy coming up, which we're not going to give you the details on that, everybody out there. And we have some other great shows lined up, too, with some writers and things like that, maybe a numerologist that I've kind of been chatting with. Do you know much about numerology,
cool.
Jason?
I know nothing about it to the point of I can barely do my arithmetic. I mean, that's pretty much the extent
okay.
of numerology
well,
is arithmetic. Which I don't do
well. Well, numerology is based on your date of birth and your name. And with that information, a numerologist can, they do all these numbers, and the numbers mean certain things. It's quite fascinating where you can find out about, you know, certain patterns that you've been in or maybe you're going to be in and things like that. I've had a couple of numerology readings throughout my life, and I got to say it's one of the most accurate types of things I've ever done that I thought was just kind of right on, that fit into my life pattern pretty darn good.
Sorry, I just sat on the cat.
Huh? Oh, I know. You have a couple cats in your house, and man.
Oh, I'm terrible. Well, you know, I think we should get to Bill. I know he's been patiently waiting on hold there.
I agree. Definitely.
Bill, you are live on Paranormal Horizons. How are you this evening?
Hey, I'm doing great. Yeah, my partner J.R. Rutz is here with me. He just showed up, too.
Hold on. How's it going, J.R.?
Hey, not bad. How about you?
We are fantastic.
Yeah, hi, guys. This is Pat Rice. Thanks for joining us. So, Bill, we've got you on the line, Bill Householder, and we have JR, correct?
Yes, ma'am. We are Household Paranormal. The only
All
one that's
right.
missing is Craig Eller, and he's still at work.
Okay, well, how long have you been doing this, Bill?
Myself, I'm going on my third year now. JR jumped on board with me about a year ago, and Craig jumped on board about 6 months ago.
Okay, so there's like three of you guys that kind of do this. You guys are the main team?
We are the team, yes.
All right. So, Bill, we got to ask, how did you get into this?
Well, you know, it's actually kind of funny. My dog got me into it.
What? We've never heard that one before.
Yeah, I was sitting in the living room one day, and I'm sitting there watching TV, and my dog Bella started pacing back and forth across the room. She had her tail down between her legs, all her hair on her back standing up. She was growling at the wall.
Okay.
I got a buddy of mine in here that was doing it as a hobby and heard my first EVP that night, and I've been doing it ever since.
Well, what do you think Bella was growling at?
One of the entities that I have in my home.
Uh-huh.
That I know for a fact. I have a few here. We have one that's an older gentleman that we have found out his name is Jasper. That's with a B. We have a young child here by the name of Rudy. It's a female. And we have another young lady here that I haven't yet to get a name from.
Really?
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
You know, Bill, it's interesting. Jason, jump in here. You know, when you talk about the animal, your dog, you know, barking at the wall, but obviously she wasn't barking at nothing.
Well, she wasn't barking. She had her teeth bared and was growling for bear.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they have some sort of sense that they pick up on stuff like this. So was that the first time she had done that, or had that happened prior?
No, that was the first time. That was the first time that had happened, and we've done a few investigations here over the course of the past couple of years. And just recently, we've had a little bit more activity where she's actually went in under my wife's computer desk and hid.
How old is the house, and do you have any history on it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. Give me just a quick minute to pull my notes out here. I can tell you a lot more about it. Like I said, we're located here in Wabash, Indiana. The house was first built back in 1928. That's as far back as we could get any records on it because of a fire destroyed anything previous to that. But I have found out that on my property there used to be a barn or a building out in my backyard at one time, and it's been my understanding that there's been abuse, not only of humans but of animals. There's supposedly a hanging out there. The old man Jasper, we were told, would go around beating all the help with a stick.
Oh, so
I got a little bit of a bully on my hands.
Wow.
No kidding.
He don't mess with us too much. Matter of fact, they're pretty good unless we go do an investigation. Then they tend then to come out and they'll show themselves. And speaking of showing themselves, did you guys get that video I sent you?
Yes.
That was from in this house.
Really?
Now,
okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I watched the video, and was that I didn't have the audio up or my headphones in when I watched it, but I saw a shadow pass. Was that what the video was about?
Yes, sir. That was a shadow figure that passed right between me and our cameraman.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was creepy. I saw that.
That was great. Now, tell me again, what year did you say the house was built in?
First owner was 1928.
Okay.
The house was originally built in 1933. Back then it was just more or less one of your smaller, like, shack-type homes.
Okay.
But over the years, it's been added on to a couple times.
Okay, so, yeah, it's got a lot of history, obviously. And then, as you mentioned, you think that there was some not very acceptable things that may have happened, you know, a hanging and maybe some animal abuse and things like that. So have you been, and when you talked about this gentleman that was the bully guy, is he somebody you think maybe is who your dog was growling at, or do you know?
That I do not know for sure. I'd like to say yes, but we have no evidence to prove that it was him or one of the others.
Right.
But we do know through the course of our investigations, though, we got a very strong feeling that he is, for lack of a better word, subduing the others and not allowing the others to come through very much. We keep getting EVPs of him telling them to shut up and them asking for help and
restrained
and things like that.
Which would be a bully would do, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it just kind of adds up that way. we had done Beyond the Edge of Reality a while back, and Jason, I think it was you guys that I talked to on there as well about the same thing, and we had a psychic come through. I can't remember her name right off. Is Carrie? Does that sound familiar?
Yeah,
she called in, and she's the one actually that told us about some of this stuff that was going on in the backyard. And when we did an investigation after that, we went out there with the intentions of not saying anything that she had told us, and they confirmed everything she told us.
She told us about the name, and then...
Yeah, she told us his name, and then we got him saying his name is an EVP.
And that's about a week or two later.
Okay.
Wow.
What's his name?
His name's Jasper, J-A-S-B as in boy, E-R.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it's been it gets eventful around here when we do an investigation sometimes.
But,
now,
did you have
activity? I mean, have you always had activity since you've been in the house, maybe you already said this and I missed it, but is it something that started recently? And the only reason I ask is because I was wondering if this activity had gotten worse while you were conducting paranormal investigations elsewhere, you know, because we always hear about people bringing spirits home and following them home.
Well, to the best of my knowledge, I haven't brought anything home that I'm aware of. If I have, they haven't made themselves known to me. As far as the activity goes, like I said, it started with Bella, and that was just the one-time thing there. We had already lived here like 2 or 3 years before that even happened. And now I got into it, and we started doing, when JR jumped on board, we started doing my home a little bit more, trying to come up with some more answers. And as far as when we're not investigating, there's not a lot of activity. I can pretty much tell when they're around. I don't know if it's like a sixth sense or whatever you want to call it. Some people have called me a sensitive. I don't know if that's an accurate term or not, but I can usually tell, and most of the activity in the house seems to be located toward the back of the house and down in the basement when we do our investigations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about with that sixth sense. Anytime there's something around me, I totally feel it. It's hard to describe. It's just a weird feeling.
You know you're not alone.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's, yeah, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a good way to describe it. But Bill, so living in this house, as long as you and your family have, I mean, how is that? And now that you kind of have confirmation that you've got Jasper and, you know, other things going on, is that sort of freaky for you guys?
It doesn't bother my wife at all. As far
wow.
as living in the house, it's just me and my wife and my two dogs.
Okay.
But she says she claims to have lived in a haunted house before where things would be moved, stereo would get turned on, and she'd tell them to quit, and they'd leave her alone. But she's used to that kind of thing.
Yeah. So, hey, everybody out there, if you're just tuning in, just want to remind you, I'm Pat Rice with Jason Ophir. You're tuned in to Paranormal Horizons. We have Bill Householder on the line with JR, one of his team members from Householder Paranormal. And we're talking about his experience in ghost investigations and actually a home that he actually lives in. So everybody now, hey, Jason, I didn't catch at the beginning of the show, do we have a chat room live tonight?
We do, and as always, it's at www.beyondtheedgeofreality.com. And
okay.
You just go
right
to the website, and it's planted on the website. You don't have to do anything.
Okay. Just wanted to remind everybody about that. So, Bill, now, along with other investigations that you've done, I know one of the things that you and I touched on earlier today was some actual physical attacks. Now, did that happen at your home as well, or was that on some other investigations that you guys have done?
Well, for me, it's been on other investigations. I can't say all, because that's kind of a fib there. I forgot about something. And me and Craig was doing the house one night, and I got to teasing him about the young lady seeming to like him. And if we don't know if it was Jasper or another male entity, but something had just put a very strong energy had surrounded me and literally drove me up off my couch, not physically, but just it was so overwhelming I had to move. And I spent a couple days after that feeling like I had little electrical surges, like you put your tongue to a 9-volt battery inside my head.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's creepy.
Yeah, and other than that, we did an investigation for a local resident here. And I'm sorry I can't say her name because of confidentiality reasons. I promised I wouldn't. We was doing an empty house that they still own. And we found out that it is the older couple that originally built the home residing there still. And I don't know if this would actually classify as a physical attack or if they were just trying to tell me how they felt when they passed or something like that. But I got so dizzy I had to leave the home, and I wound up throwing up outside and having to sit down in the middle of the driveway because I just couldn't make it out to the truck.
Wow, something really...
You think it could have been a spirit, like, trying to get attached to you? I've heard of that before, where it makes people sick and dizzy and throwing up and, you know, like an attempted possession kind of thing.
I don't really feel like it was a possession-type deal. I mean, I didn't lose any time. I didn't black out or anything like that. I just got so dizzy that I had to leave the home. And once I got outside, after about 10 minutes and getting done tossing my cookies, I was fine.
Wow. Now, Bill, with your investigations with Household or Paranormal, when you guys do an investigation, is it generally, you know, somebody contacting you and JR and Craig and saying, hey, you know, we don't know if we're crazy. We don't know what is going on in the home. So is the idea that you guys are coming in and trying to confirm what's going on? Like maybe they really do have a ghost or a spirit, if you will. Is that the purpose of your investigations?
When we go into a private residence, yeah, it's usually because they have contacted us. First of all, on a side note here, I got to stop you guys for a minute. You guys are saying our name wrong, and I'm sorry. I don't want to, but it's Household Paranormal. There's no ER on the end of that.
Household. Okay, got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the
oh,
ER
okay.
only applies to my last name.
I'm glad you
our
told
bad.
Us. Thank you.
Okay. But, no, we're cool. Yeah, we go in with the intent. We go in, we do an initial a meet and greet kind of thing where we go in, we interview them. They show us around the hot spots. We listen to what they say has got to happen or has happened. Then we'll come back. We'll sit down and we'll discuss it a little bit, and then we'll figure out just what we got to do to try to debunk any claims that we can first. And we work really hard on trying to do the debunking so that we can kind of put their mind at ease and say, no, this is what you're experiencing. You're just mistaking it for something that's not.
Right.
But if we do find evidence, then we set up a reveal date with them, and we go back and we present them everything and anything. I don't pull no punches with my clients. If I find it, they see it.
Mm-hmm.
For the benefit of the listeners, I was going to say real quick, for the benefit of the listeners that may feel that they have some sort of haunting in their residence, I was curious as to what kind of things you do run across when you go to a house and you find out that it's not paranormal. Like, what kind of things are you finding that are making people think their house might be haunted?
Oh, one of the most common things I've found is critters getting in the house. People have claims of hearing scratching noises in their attic or in their walls, and 9 times out of 10, it's just a squirrel or a raccoon.
And plus, if you have, like, feelings of paranoia and stuff like that, a lot of times you can attribute that to high EMF readings. Could be a short in the electrical wiring or something, so we use an EMF detector to try to check for any kind of electromagnetic fields around the house.
Wow, that would be disappointing to think that you had a ghost and then you didn't.
Well, you know it happens.
Do people get disappointed?
No, I'm just saying, you know.
But, I mean, you know, guys know as well as we do in this field, if you walk into a house with the assumption that it's going to be haunted, then every place you do is going to be haunted.
Yeah, yeah, no, and that's what you guys are, obviously are doing. Like you said, you know, it could be an animal or an electrical problem and all of that, so... And sometimes, you know, some other folks that I've talked to, they've said, well, I had to call these paranormal guys because my wife says we have a ghost, and I think she's crazy. But sometimes then it is discovered that, you know what, there is something spiritual or going on in the home, too.
Well, you know what, Pat, I'm glad you said that, because the lady we was just talking about when we did the empty home that they own, we also did the house that they live in. And her husband was thinking the same thing until I presented him the evidence.
Really?
Yes, and in that home we found out it was her uncle hanging around, just wanting to be part of the family, wanting to let them know that he's there.
Yeah. And I think when you can give them that validation, that's pretty helpful because, yeah, you know, so many people are so sensitive about what they're feeling. Like we all said at the beginning, like, wow, I felt something was in the room with me. You know, am I nuts? Am I going crazy? No, there was something in the room with you. And so getting that validation. So it's really a great service of what you guys are doing. It sounds like you guys are enjoying it. How many investigations are you guys doing? Like a lot, or is it kind of building up as more folks find out about your services?
Well, as far as the private residences go, that's starting to pick up just a little bit, I think. We're also trying to get into the business community with this as well, and that's a little bit harder because people are a little gun-shy. But we got something in the works with a local business here in town that, again, I can't mention their name right now, but all I can say is it's a historical site. I can go that far. And,
that would be interesting, yeah.
I'm actually having to approach this as a businessman type thing. I got to present their board of directors with a proposal and do all the necessary paperwork. And when we do investigations now, we were doing them when I was with the team that I started with. We would only go in for 2 or 3 hours and then we'd be done. And then me and JR was doing that kind of just on our own around here. And then we decided that after one investigation with a family having their small children and all their pets running around, we decided no more of that. We're going to go in, we're going to have a controlled atmosphere, we're going to be the only ones in the building, and we're going to do an entire night lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we've been doing ever since.
Helps with the audio-wise and less interference and stuff like that.
Yeah, we find by having a controlled atmosphere, we can cut down on a lot of contamination issues that way.
Yeah, I definitely would think that would be true for sure. Now, JR, it sounds like, have you had some personal ghost experiences as well, you know, outside of, you know, working with Bill that got you into this?
Well, actually, I've had it ever since I was younger. I've had a lot of different things happen to me. And, you know, as a young child, a lot of people tell you, you've been told that you're crazy. I've been told so many different stories, you know, of, you know, it's in your mind. It could be a chemical imbalance. It could be this. It could be that, you know. And I'm just actually searching for proof. And by doing that, I'm able to validate some of the experiences I've had when I was younger by showing, you know, I now have the means of, with the equipment that we have and stuff, I can prove that what I had and felt when I was younger wasn't just in my head, that it's, you know, it's part of reality.
We're not lunatics, I swear.
I'm just wanting to prove that, you know, there is something beyond this realm of reality. You know, and once we pass on, that's not it. There's something else out there. I think that's what really got me started in this.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you guys more.
Yeah, neither could I. I mean, I've done paranormal investigating for many years now, and my consensus is there is something going on out there that we don't understand based on all the evidence that I've acquired over the years. There's something to it. What? I don't know, but, you know, there's something to it.
I know. I hear, we hear a lot of from people that go to church and stuff about how the Bible says that not to dwell in the paranormal, and, well, I tell you what, I could argue with them all day because the Bible is just full of paranormal events.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. But, yeah, you know, so many people that I've talked to throughout the years and just even some of my own experiences that I just couldn't accept that, you know, when you die, it's over. And, you know, so what happens after that? You know, like Jason said, I'm not completely sure, but definitely there's, you know, what's the saying? There's life after death, so to speak. And then, of course, there's the whole, you know, past life discussions that, you know, do we come back again, too, you know, into another life? Or, and then what is your guys' theory on, you know, ghosts or spirits that are hanging around, like, you know, you talk about, you know, an uncle or so forth, have they just not passed on to the other side, or is it that they're just kind of looking over folks that they love? What do you guys think?
Well, I have, myself, I got a couple different theories on that. It depends on the how they were in life as to how I would feel they would be in death. Say, okay, let's take an inmate that was put on death row.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets electrocuted and his spirit remains in that jail. I feel that a spirit like that stays there because they know if they exit that place, they're going to go to hell.
That's interesting, yeah.
As far as loved ones go, it could vary. Could be, to me, it could be anything from unwanted, unfinished business to, maybe God's telling them, hey, you know what? You're here now. I'm going to make you their guardian angel.
Yeah.
There's a lot of theories out there. In fact, there's one that, you know, I believe in one theory that's possible is if you believe in reincarnation, it's what you were talking about earlier. A lot of people believe that once you pass on, you're just more or less, you're just kind of roaming around waiting for the chance to re-enter and come back, you know, and be reincarnated. So it's possible that that's why we have spirits. You know, if you believe in the reincarnation issue on it, then maybe they're just waiting to come back. They're waiting for their turn.
Yeah.
It sounds all very...
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Jason.
Oh, I said it sounds all very scary to me. You know, Pat and I have talked about this before and on some other shows and stuff. And, you know, I hate to think if I die that I'm going to be in some sort of ghost form, like purgatory on this planet. It's terrifying. So, you know, that's why I try and live a good life. I hope that doesn't happen. I mean, I don't want to be stuck on Earth roaming around as a ghost for hundreds of years. I mean, that's bad.
Well, unless maybe you're able to choose when you want to be reincarnated. We're not sure. You know, that's why we're doing what we're doing, to find answers. But it could be that maybe once you pass on, you get to choose which body you decide to come back in. So maybe you're waiting for, you know, a new baby to be born, you know, as a relative or something. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm kind of along those lines of thinking, JR, that what you're talking about. I think that we do end up making a choice and that we come back to learn different lessons.
Yeah, that could very well be. I can agree with that.
Yeah, yeah. So, listen, you guys, kind of changing subjects a little bit, but I understand that you did, and last night was the first episode, I don't know how many you're doing, but you were on Wabash Web TV show.
Yeah, they were here filming an episode for their Halloween show. It was just it's a one-time thing right now, but we're hoping it works out well enough to where we can work out some kind of deal with them and maybe make it an ongoing thing.
So that's a local...
That's cool.
Yes, that's a local thing.
Okay, so it's a kind of a web TV, and it looks like they cover other types of shows and things like that. And were you the first paranormal show they picked up?
For this year, they've done them in the past. It's always been so far. It's always been a one-time thing for their Halloween show. The rest of the shows that they cover are generally like local ball games, local news, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So how can someone see that episode, the past episode, just by going to Wabash Web TV?
Yeah, that's our understanding. We were told that it's going to be aired on Halloween. So that you would just go to Wabash Web TV and tune in.
Okay, Wabash Web TV. All right, that sounds pretty good. Because I went to the website, but I didn't see anything about what they had done for you guys yet. So that would be...
No, they haven't even posted anything in the paper yet. They said that'll be coming out in the paper on Wednesday.
Okay. And that makes sense that it would sort of tie in with Halloween, you know, before the Wednesday before Halloween. And now, do you guys happen to have any investigations on Halloween, or
actually, no, we don't have anything lined up yet. But the next thing that we've got lined up as far as any paranormal event is doing Beyond the Edge again on the 1st.
Oh, okay. Beyond the Edge of Reality, another great internet radio show with host Evan Jensen.
Yes, I love that guy. He's my bro.
Yep. Good guy. A lot of contacts and has done a lot for internet radio, that's for sure.
Definitely connected.
Yeah, we're finding that out. He's helped us out quite a bit.
Yeah. So, Bill and JR, tell us more about what are your biggest challenges, do you think, when you're actually going on an investigation? Is, you know, what kind of comes up?
A lot of battery drainage.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we go through a lot of batteries. But as far as other challenges, I would say, well, coming up with the time of year it is, weather's always a challenge, dealing with the elements. Timing's a big issue when it comes to getting evidence. You know, as you guys well do, know as we do, it's you got to be at the right place at the right time, more or less.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Definitely. And I think with the paranormal, and I mean, Jason, you've done quite a few paranormal investigations yourself, and I have not. I mean, I've never actually been on an investigation, although I hope to go in the future. I just would suspect that, you know, sometimes the spirits could play tricks with you as well.
Yeah, they can mess with you when they want to.
Yeah,
there's something going on out there, and sometimes it's not super obvious like you see in the movies, but, you know, there's something going on. I mean, I've captured stuff on video. I've got tons of EVPs, EVPs saying my name, EVPs saying bad things. It's pretty crazy. I don't do a whole lot of investigations anymore. I'm kind of like household paranormal. I just do mainly residences, and I don't even advertise it for it. I don't have to because people contact me, and sometimes they contact me, and I have no idea how they got my name.
Right. Well, last week's show, Bill and JR, we had a gentleman on the show. His name was Edwin Becker and his wife Marsha, and they had a true haunting, and they wrote a book. And he talked a lot about, and he was a total non-believer. You know, they moved into this house in the 70s, and all of his stuff started happening, and it's everything that happened. He just, you know, would try to think of another reason until there was no other reason. And then finally, you know, they had a psychic come in, and this is in the days when this was very uncommon, to, you know, have a ghost hunter, if you will. And they ended up finding out all kinds of things about that home. And he talked about how those spirits that he dealt with, they also would do a lot of psychological tricks as well, where they would do things that would antagonize the couple. You know what I mean? Like make them fight.
You're talking more like a malevolent spirit then, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that he ever used that word, Jason. I don't know if he talked about that in his book, but it was definitely the spirits were able to play each other, play emotions, you know, do things to make the emotions flare up between the couple and cause a lot of problems.
Okay, I can relate to that. I totally can relate to that.
Okay,
I went out to 1812 one time with the team I started with, and the guy I was with, he likes to provoke. And that was one of the reasons why I broke away from the team, because I don't like to do that unless I absolutely have to. But when we was out there, he was doing his thing, and for some reason, I just lost all control of my temper, and for no reason, I was yelling at everybody and everything. I was using every word in the book and some you couldn't even think of.
Wow, trippy.
Okay.
That's never happened to me, not yet.
Yeah, but once we left the site, I got my emotions back under control, and I was fine.
And then were you kind of asking yourself, whoa, what happened?
Yeah, it shook me up. It took me a couple of days to process it through, and I strongly feel that it was because of him. And with me being the new one out there with them, I'd never been out there prior to that point. I think they saw me as the weak link and took advantage of that.
I've always wondered how these spirits determine who's the weak link. Not that anybody has any answers to that, but I've always wondered that, what makes somebody more susceptible to these kind of things than somebody else.
Well, it could be
experience-wise.
Yeah, it could be the lack of experience. Maybe they realize that you're not very experienced or something like that. Or it could be the fact that, like I said, people say that I'm a sensitive. Maybe they sensed that and took advantage of that as well.
Yeah. Now, do you guys go out and, or do you have any way that you protect yourself before you do an investigation? Because we talk to a lot of people that have their own personal rituals about protection and stuff like that.
We generally try to say a prayer before we start and when we end, and we all wear crucifixes 24/7.
Ah, now that's interesting, Bill, because going back to the guest we had last week, Marcia, she ended up, you know, after this experience and they ended up leaving the haunted home, if you will, she ended up making and still does to this day rosaries of protection. So that's a very big deal. In the paranormal to, you know, follow, to protect yourself. And, we've heard that over and over again, I think, Jason, in several conversations. So
I see that a lot with people I talk to online, too. A lot of them talk about having the rosaries and making them or buying them from people that do make them and using them on their investigations, carrying them with them and stuff like that. Ourselves, we don't do that. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying we just haven't done it yet.
I think it's just the faith that you have. You know, it just depends on what religion you are, possibly. You know, who knows? But nobody really knows exactly the right or the wrong way to do it, because if we did, then there wouldn't be no such thing as, you know, people say there's possessions. People says that there's your emotions being toyed with. People still say you can bring things home with you. But
right.
We just try to, you know, like I said, we try to protect ourselves the best we can. So I think there's all different kinds of methods of doing that.
Yeah, and, you know, JR, I think you have to do, like you said, what works for you.
Right.
And, you know, you have to speak to your God or, you know, ask for protection from wherever it is that it's meaningful for each individual, and you know that's just the way it is. So
I think a lot of you know, see, as far as myself goes, I'm kind of a fence rider when it comes to the faith thing a little bit. I mean, don't get me wrong, I believe in God with all my heart, but I'm also one quarter Indian. So I kind of tend to believe in the old Indian ways as well. I believe in spirit guides. I believe my spirit guide's always with me. And in turn with that, I believe that spirit guide is there to help aid me and help protect me when I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in spirit guides as well. And, I think we're going to have a guest coming up here in the future on Paranormal Horizons here that's going to talk with us more about spirit guides, and definitely a great topic. Now, Bill, kind of changing subjects a little bit, because I think we're going to get close to running out of time, and this doesn't necessarily have to do with the paranormal. Well, maybe it does, but I understand that when you were young, you had a UFO sighting.
Yeah,
oh, my God, Pat, you're taking me back to my early teens on that one.
Well, and I really got to hear about that, because there's two subjects I love to talk about, UFOs and Bigfoot. I'd like to talk about ghosts, too, but I could not end this conversation without you telling us about that, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, I don't mind at all. I wish there was a big story that I could have go along with it, but it's fairly a simple story. We lived out in a little town called Nevada here in Indiana. It's out in the middle of nowhere, middle of farmland. And I was laying up in my bed one night, and the head of my bed faced where I could look out my window. And as I'm laying there trying to go to sleep, I'm looking out the window, and way up in the sky I start seeing these blue and red lights just kind of flashing, kind of like a strobe light. And it was just hovering there. At first I thought it was a plane, but then I noticed it wasn't moving, and I thought, okay, it's a helicopter. And then before I knew it, this thing just shot straight up in the air and was gone in like that. It was just gone.
Wow. And you know that plane couldn't quick move like that.
No, I mean, it only took maybe 2 seconds for it to get out of sight.
Mm-hmm. So when you saw that, at this young age, I mean, what went through your mind? Were you like, oh, wow, I saw something in the air, you know, that, what did you think? Oh, that maybe that's an alien. What did you go through?
Well, when I seen it take off like it did, I knew what I was seeing. So, you know, being a kid, I kind of freaked a little bit and ran downstairs, and I'm waking up my mom and dad. I just seen a UFO, and no, you didn't. Go back to sleep.
Yeah, don't bother us. Go back to sleep.
That's about the way it went, too. They didn't believe me.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully it wasn't hovering around your house because you were being abducted or anything like that.
Oh, no, this thing was probably, well, I can't even judge the distance. It was up so high that I couldn't make out any shape. I could just see the lights.
And you said they were red and blue, Bill?
Yeah, I remember there being red and blue lights, and they were kind of flashing like a strobe light, but alternating between the red and the blue.
Yeah, we've had some other reports of that as well with other folks that have seen UFOs. The red and blue colors seem to come up over and over again.
That's interesting.
Yeah. No, seriously. I've talked to some others, and, you know, same thing, you know, the ship, if you will, you know, let's just say that it's a ship, you know, is able to travel at fast speeds, and 1 minute it's there, and then the next it's gone.
Yeah, and it was just like that, too. I mean, it was gone before I could probably blink my eyes or snap my fingers.
Yeah. Interesting. So, at that time, when you had that experience, Bill, were you sort of like the person that was fascinated by aliens and maybe believed in them, or then did that sort of spearhead your interest in that after that happened?
As far as me like staying interested in doing research on it and stuff like that, no, that I haven't done. As far back as I can remember, I've always thought that there was something else, you know. I mean, you see all these sci-fi shows and all that stuff, and after seeing that, this has kind of confirmed it for me. But my belief on that also falls in with kind of my faith with God. And going back to the religious thing a little bit, you know, I feel that God not only created this world, but created everything from the beginning of time.
Yeah. Yeah. There's got to be some truth in that, you know, and it's hard for me to think that we're the only beings around. I don't know what else really is out there. You know, I've read things, watched things, talked to people, don't really know, but it's hard for me to think that we're the only planet that has, you know, some sort of entities or carbon beings, if you will. And so it's a pretty fascinating subject.
I think it kind of...
You're going to have to interview me again, Pat, and we can do the whole UFO thing, because as you know, I've got a lot of information on that.
I think JR has something to say on that real quick, guys.
Oh, please, yeah.
I was just going to say, I mean, it's sort of similar to the paranormal side. I mean, you know, we've had paranormal activities, you know, going back hundreds of years, but it's more or less, a lot of people believe that if you can't see it, then it's not real. And, you know, it's the same thing as anything else. You know, if you have an open mind about it, you know, we know that there's, you know, paranormal activity. We know about life beyond death and stuff like that because of what we do.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you just got to have an open mind. Same with the UFO theory and a lot of other theories around. Just because you don't see it on a daily basis or not everybody gets to see it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
Right. Well said, JR.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we got a couple minutes left, and I wanted to give Bill and JR an opportunity to let people know how they can get in contact with you. If you want people to contact you, do you have a Facebook? I know you have a Facebook, but a website or anything?
No, we don't have an official website, but we really didn't feel there was a need for that at this point. Anybody wants to get a hold of us, they can get a hold of us on Facebook, either through Household Paranormal or J.R. Rutz's timeline or Bill Householder's timeline. And if you guys don't mind, I'll shoot my telephone number out there and they can call me direct.
All right. Please.
Okay, my phone number is area code 260-563-0598. There is no investigation that we'll turn down, provided we can get to it.
All right. Well, you guys are. It sounds like you're doing a good service out there, and you're having a good time, and you're coming from a good place. You know what you're helping people with.
Yeah, we're doing the best we can. It's like sometimes it's a little slow going, but we're slowly starting to gain some momentum. Like I said, you know, we did Beyond the Edge here a while back, and then we did the Web TV thing last night, and then we're doing your guys' show tonight, and then back on Beyond the Edge again on the 1st. So we're starting to gain a little momentum with this, and we're just hoping it continues for us.
Yeah, sounds like it will, you know. And I think what happens, Bill and JR, once you put it out there, it's just amazing how many people come forward and say, you know, I never really had anybody I could tell this to, but I think I have a ghost, or this happened to me, or that happened to me. I mean, it's just amazing. Like you said, JR, being open-minded.
A lot of people, you know, a lot of people doesn't want to come forward. They're afraid that people's going to automatically assume that they're crazy or something like that, and I'll tell those people straight up, you're not crazy. It's real.
I got
one line I can tell everybody out there. Anybody wants us to do an investigation, if you think you got it, we can find it.
Right on.
Awesome.
Well, that's great.
Right,
well, thank you guys so much for being with
you guys
us here.
So much.
Hey, that's not a problem. Anytime you guys want us on, we'll be more than happy to do it.
Well, thank you for being on Paranormal Horizon, Household Paranormal. JR and Bill, it's been a pleasure to talk with you this evening, and we wish you a happy Halloween and a very happy holiday season, and hope to talk with you soon.
Same
yeah,
back to you. Happy hauntings, everybody.
All right, you guys. Talk to you later. All right,
well,
Jason.
Great interview. You know, I always love talking about, you know, with ghost hunters and stuff like that. You know, everyone's got unique stories and experiences. And it kind of, you know, it kind of validates that, like I was saying earlier, you know, there is something going on, and it doesn't always encompass our senses, and sometimes it does, and there's just a lot of weirdness in this world.
I know. And I think, like you said, Jason, there's always these unique situations with the paranormal, and especially, you know, with the folks that are brave enough to go out there and, you know, search for spirits and ghosts. But we do hear some reoccurring things that folks that are these, you know, paranormal folks say, you know, with the types of communications that they have and the things that they find, where it's maybe a loved one or, you know, maybe some experiences that have happened in an older home or things like that. So I just have to say I believe, I'm a believer, because when you hear this many people talk about these things, it's got to be real.
Yeah, you're right. There are a lot of commonalities that, you know, things that we're hearing from people all over the world in terms of their ghost experiences and investigations. And, yeah, I think you're right that, you know, there has to be something to it. That being said, there are, like we talked about earlier in the show, a lot of things that can make people believe that they have, you know, paranormal going on in their house. One of the things that, as a paranormal investigator, that I look at is, you know, you get a lot of people, or I've had a lot of people in the past that have told me, you know, they've woken up and been pinned to the bed and seen an apparition, or they see an apparition before they go to sleep. And I just wanted to mention that, you know, there's a lot of weird states that our brains can go into, particularly before going to sleep and waking up. There's, you know, you can have hallucinations. They can be audio. They can be, you know, visual. And you can have sleep paralysis, you know, when your brain doesn't quite click over. And but even all that aside, there's still something going on.
Yeah, you know, and that's a really good point. And that's one of the things I love about you, Jason, is that you don't just say, oh, yeah, you know, it was a ghost. You're one of those folks that really, you know, you're skeptical as well. Even though you believe, you really take in all the facts and other things that could happen. And that's huge, because like you said, you know, you can be in a dream state, and that's happened to me before, where I've woken up and going, whoa, was that a dream, or did that happen? Or what just happened? You know, so,
I've had the hallucinations before, and they are not often, only a couple times in my life, and they are as real as being awake, which is a trip. It's like taking a psychedelic drug. And, you know, sometimes, like I said, it's not always visual. Sometimes you might hear an animal cry out, and, you know.
Oh, God. That
and
cat.
You just don't know.
Yeah.
It could be audio.
Yeah, or it could be real, right?
Yeah, you see, maybe you didn't just hear that. I didn't hear anything.
I heard something like a screeching kitty cat, you know. But, you know, Jason, we have got, you know, thank you so much for this evening's show. And, again, I apologize that I was a little late. You know, life gets in the way sometimes, and thank you for organizing this show. And next week's show, like you had mentioned, Blood Ritual Monarch, and I'm really, that's going to be probably one of our most interesting shows yet,
it
and maybe ever.
Will be.
Yeah, you know, talking with this gentleman that is going to tell us about blood rituals, and that's sort of perfect timing for Halloween. And I, like I said, you know, Halloween that we talked about earlier in the show, Halloween, you know, has become a great American holiday, if you will, where people are dressing up in their favorite characters and in some cases scary characters, and, you know, the kids are running around getting candy. But, you know, there's a lot deeper meaning to, you know, what Halloween is really about, which is, you know, the Eve of All Saints Day. And there's a lot of people that take that evening very seriously. One of them was Vincent Price, by the way.
Huh.
Now,
he
was an actor, but he also believed in the paranormal. And he, you know, it was kind of, he had some interesting, unfortunate things to say about that. Unfortunately, he's not around anymore for us to talk to him, but just wanted to throw that out there. So, anyway, yeah, another episode of Paranormal Horizons.
Yep. All right. Well, I guess it's time to wrap up the show. And do you have anything else that you wanted to add?
No, just everybody tune in. And for everybody that's tuned in, thank you so much. And if you came in late, you can also listen to the show literally minutes after we sign off, the archive of the Paranormal Horizons on Blog Talk Radio is available for your listening pleasure, and we will look forward to chatting with everyone next week. We have a Facebook page up now, Paranormal Horizons. Just do a quick search. You can look at the calendar and see our upcoming shows. You can send us a message, talk to us, tell us if you like us, if we suck, whatever. We want to hear it.
I don't mind if people tell us we suck. You know, negative attention is better than no attention. So if everybody out there said we suck, it would be okay with me.
I know. Like, if they were listening, and even if they have something to tell us that isn't perfect, we want to hear it, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Jason Ophir,
right.
It's always a pleasure to talk with
yes,
you.
Yes, it's a pleasure.
And
all right, well,
I spent
about a minute making an extra, so I suppose I should probably kick us out with that.
Please do. Good night, everyone.
Night.
You have been listening to Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Pat Rice and Jason Ophir. Be sure to come listen to the show next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Blog Talk Radio. And also, check out our Facebook at Paranormal Horizons on Facebook.